You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 11, Episode 1 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. Today we're beginning Season 11, and during this season, what we're going to be doing is focusing on some lessons from the book of Proverbs. And in today's lesson, we're going to be talking about how wisdom shouts in the street. Let's get started. The passage we're going to be looking at is Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 33. We won't read it all the way through at the beginning, but we will be going through those verses as we go throughout this episode. But as we begin that section of verses, keep in mind as we look at wisdom here, we are looking at the wisdom that is from above. We'll talk about this more in the next episode. But keep in mind, as we go through here, we're not talking about just any wisdom or any ideas that people might claim to be wise or claim to be good. We're talking about the wisdom that comes from God. Keep that in mind as we go through these verses here. So Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 to start with. Wisdom shouts in the street. She lifts her voice in the square. At the head of the noisy street, she cries out. At the entrance of the gates of the city, she utters her saying. We see here, as the wise man is describing this, he's talking about wisdom and personifying wisdom as being one who is shouting in the street, crying in the street, in the square, at the head of the noisy streets, at the entry gates to the city. Showing us that this call of wisdom is being made publicly and it is open to everyone. Now, unfortunately, and we're going to see this as we go through these verses, particularly verses 24 and 25 that we'll notice in just a moment, we read about wisdom shouting in the street, but we don't read about a crowd gathering around. We don't read about people who are eager to listen to wisdom impart what we need to know, what we need to hear. So the lesson that we need to understand from this is that wisdom is calling. Wisdom is shouting in the street. Wisdom is calling to all, but not all are going to obtain wisdom. So if one is going to grow in wisdom, it's going to be because they're paying attention. And if one does not grow in wisdom, it's because he has rejected wisdom. It's not because wisdom was not available. Now, in the book of Proverbs, in chapter 3, the first few verses, the wise man says, "My son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Hear the words of your father." This is what the wise man is saying. Now, what if there is no father to impart this wisdom? Or what if the father is there, but he's unwilling or unable to teach his son? Now, in that type of situation, obviously the son is going to be at a disadvantage. But as we see here in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, wisdom is still calling. And so while that son, who maybe he has an absent father, maybe his father is uninterested in helping him, maybe his father is unable to teach him, whatever it is, he's at a disadvantage. But wisdom is still available. And so wisdom is calling out to all, openly and freely. So then in verse 22, after we see wisdom making this call, wisdom says, "How long, O naive ones, will you love being simple-minded? And scoffers delight in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge." When we think about wisdom making this call, we see that these individuals here that verse 22 is talking about, these naive ones, they love being simple-minded. They are fools who hate knowledge, scoffers who delight themselves in scoffing. They prefer life without wisdom, or at least the divine wisdom that we're talking about here. Again, this is wisdom from above. They love being simple-minded. They hate knowledge. A lot of times we might hear the phrase that ignorance is bliss. Well, to those who are willingly foolish and naive, that's their motto that they live by. Ignorance is bliss. They are not interested in wisdom. They're not interested in what God, through His Word, has to impart to us. They know just enough about wisdom that invites them that they've convinced themselves that they don't want any part of it. They don't know enough of the Bible to grow in wisdom, but they know enough of what this wisdom is offering, what God is offering through his word, that they've decided, well, I don't want to have anything to do with that. They scoff at it. They mock it. They'd rather be simple-minded. This verse says they delight themselves in scoffing. They prefer to ridicule and mock rather than learn or grow. But why would so many people prefer to be simple-minded and prefer to be foolish over the wisdom that comes from above? Well, notice the next verse, verse 23. Turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. In order for one to abandon his foolishness and take hold of this wisdom, he first needs to receive reproof. He has to be shown that he is in error so that he can make correction and follow what is right. This is one of the key components to gaining wisdom. We have to be able to accept reproof. This is uncomfortable. This is undesirable. People don't want to be made to feel guilty about what they've done wrong and be guilty about their sins. They don't want to have it pointed out that you weren't following the right way and now you have to follow the way that is right. People don't want to have their faults pointed out to them. They don't want to make correction. This is why so many people reject divine wisdom. That wisdom is offering itself to us. But we have to change. We have to accept what it says and including the reproof that it says. But if we will do these things, if we will listen to reproof, if we will admit we are wrong, if we will make corrections in our life, wisdom says that she's going to pour out her spirit on us and make her words known to us. If we apply ourselves to wisdom with the proper attitude, we will be able to acquire it. And then in verses 24 and 25, this is where I said we were going to notice that there's no crowd gathering. Wisdom is calling, but there's no crowd. Well, verses 24 and 25, because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention, and you neglected all my counsel and did not want reproof. This is wisdom from above. This comes from God. God never forces anyone to hear, to learn, to obey, or grow. We have to choose to do those things. So in the same way, this wisdom that comes from above, it's not forced upon us. Wisdom is calling, but we can refuse it. We are free to choose to not pay any attention to the appeal of wisdom, but there are consequences for that. And so what are the consequences? If we don't listen to wisdom, what happens then? Well, we look at the verses that follow. Verses 26 and 27. Wisdom is speaking here. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your dread comes. When your dread comes like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Wisdom is described as laughing and mocking when trouble comes to those who refuse to listen. Now, we look at this and think, well, that may seem a little harsh. That here you have wisdom personified, and wisdom, this is from God. And then you have wisdom here, mocking and laughing when someone is experiencing trouble. And well, that doesn't seem right. That seems harsh. Well, it's not any more harsh than the fool's rejection of the appeal that was made to him by wisdom. And also, not only that, but it says, I will mock when your dread comes, not if, when distress and anguish come upon you, not they could, they might happen. This is when it happens. It's talked about as a certainty. It doesn't say wisdom will mock if your distress comes, if your dread comes, when this happens. There are negative consequences that come as a result of rejecting wisdom. Now, the timing and the severity of those consequences will vary, but the fact that they will come is a certainty. So then verses 28 through 30. Then, after this trouble comes, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would not accept my counsel. They spurned all my reproof. Now, we might wonder, if wisdom was previously crying out, why would wisdom refuse to answer when these ones start calling on her and diligently seeking her? Well, the reason why is because, as we saw, they hated knowledge. They did not choose the fear of the Lord. They rejected the counsel and reproof of wisdom. Now, the scriptures do talk about the fact that God allows one who has previously rejected him and his wisdom to repent. There are many passages that talk about that. Ezekiel 18:32, 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, in the Old and the New Testament, God will accept those who repent. But as we think about wisdom calling and the consequences of rejecting wisdom, even if one repents and repents in a way that they want to pursue wisdom, they want to be right with God, even if someone repents, he will still have to face the negative consequences of the choices he made prior to his repentance. So as we look at these individuals who rejected wisdom that could have prevented their calamity, even a penitent heart is not going to deliver them from the physical consequences of their prior decision. They still have to endure whatever punishment comes, whatever hardship comes, whatever loss comes. They still have to endure that. Acquiring wisdom is a process. And if we forsake the appeal of wisdom until we need wisdom, then that's going to be too late. We're not going to have wisdom when we need it. We need to grow in wisdom now in order to prepare for the future. So verses 31 and 32. So they will eat of the fruit of their own way and be satiated with their own devices. For the waywardness of the naive will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. When calamity comes, those who rejected wisdom will have to suffer the consequences of that rejection. The seed that they sowed in foolishness will bear fruit. Those who reject wisdom will eat this fruit. They'll have to experience the negative consequences of their choices. So they're going to be filled to the point of disgust. Just as like one becomes sick when they eat too much of an unhealthy food, they are going to become so full of their own way that they become sick on it. The waywardness of the naive brings about death. This reminds us again, ignorance is not bliss. The complacency, or the King James says, the prosperity of fools brings about destruction. And as long as they are content in their foolishness, they will develop no desire to seek after wisdom. So the final verse of this section, verse 33, but he who listens to me shall live securely and will be at ease from the dread of evil. Just as there are negative consequences for rejecting wisdom, there is also a reward for accepting wisdom. That there is security, there is life. And especially when we think about wisdom from above, not only does it benefit us in this life, we have hope of eternal life. So Solomon is telling us here that those who listen to the words of wisdom will enjoy security and peace from the threat of calamity that will come against those who reject wisdom. So as we think about wisdom and what wisdom is doing, wisdom is calling in the street. We don't need to be like those who reject wisdom. We don't need to be like those who think, well, I don't need to listen to that now, and I'll listen to later, and I'll pay attention to it later. No, we need to pay attention now. We need to grow in wisdom now, so that way we are able to avoid some of the pitfalls that come from rejecting the wisdom of God. There's a reward. We can have life. We can have security. We can have peace with God. But we have to listen to wisdom. We have to follow His ways. And so we need to heed the call of wisdom that is shouting to all, calling to all, openly and freely. We need to come to wisdom, God's wisdom, and learn His ways.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
If you found this lesson to be helpful, you may want to check out the book, My Son, Hear My Words, Notes on Proverbs. And this is not a traditional commentary, but it's more of a topical commentary that I wrote on the book of Proverbs. There's a link in the show notes where you can check out this book and get more information on it. And in there is also a coupon code that's good for $5 off the price of the book plus free shipping. So if you want to try to check that out and get a discount, that's available to podcast listeners. Next week, we'll be talking about the timeless nature of wisdom. Until then, I hope you have a great week.